If you do not like what I say, there is a big, big, big X that you could click in the top right of your screen if you're watching the video format. Or you could swipe up, close the app. We are back with another episode of The Man Who Beat the Bear Podcast. Episode 2. We're losing the plot. We're losing the plot. That's the title of the episode. We're losing the plot. Hope y'all doing well. Hope y'all ate. Hope y'all hydrated. Hope y'all stayed away from toxic people that make your skin break out. I mean, honestly, I'ma just get straight into it when my camera act right. Hey, camera, I'm right here. Look at me, bro. I'm handsome. Look at me, bro. We are human. We are human first. We're human first. I'm not condoning no murder. We not celebrating death. We don't do that. If a nigga don't agree with every single thing that you're saying, they're a hater. They're racist. They're XYZ. The thing that makes us human is not the fact that we all could be alike, but that we could coexist in our differences. We being rage baited into a race war. I believe in this, you believe in that, and then it should be a middle common ground that people come to. But instead, it's like, I'm on this side, hate y'all. I'm on this side, hate y'all, and we always at odds. Y'all even understand. These niggas is friends. Like, they get on these platforms and these podiums and they, I'm on the left side and they whoop wop up about the right side, or I'm on the right side and they whoop wop up about the left side. And in real life, they friends. They be at each other's house. They be playing golf. They have family dinner. They do the whole thing with together, everything together. And we the dummies. We the dummies that sit here and be going to war for each side, either side. And it's like, bro, these niggas do not care. The most important thing I could say out of this whole entire week is focus on the things that's going to keep you going forward. If you sit here and you lost in the sauce of like, oh, I got to defend this side, or I got to defend this side, or I got to mudsling this person because they on that side. It's like, bro, we're losing the plot. People be so focused on this left side and this right side. Do you even have 6 months of living expenses in case something happened? Like, niggas not even, y'all don't be worried about the right things. Y'all get on y'all phones, y'all get on the internet and just be crashing out about stuff that don't affect your daily life at all. People are taking so many things out of context, just clip and ship it. And because most people don't care to go back and do the proper research and see what the full gist of what was said in the video, they run with that 30-second clip and make a general statement about it, and they are always wrong. I see them do it with some of our favorite entertainers. I see them do it with streamers. I see them do it with TV shows. I see them do it with politicians. And I see them do it on both sides. Like, I be seeing, like, when Biden was in office, I seen plenty of stuff that they were saying that Biden said. He never said, if you go back and watch the full video, or Kamala or Trump, whoever you want to put there, the media has a way of always spinning a narrative that they know with enrage us. But yeah, we're definitely just being rage baited. They know all the trigger words and the certain things that they could do to get us to get out of our skin. At this point in 2025, if somebody says the ER, I'm not giving them the okay to say it, but if somebody says it, oh well, at the end of the day, nothing should have that much control over you where somebody says it and you feel like it just is, oh my god, I gotta react, I gotta, oh. That's the thing. A lot of times we're being emotionally manipulated by these people, or by people in general. They know they're going to get a reaction out of you if they say a certain thing, and then they say it and you crash out. Now, yes, they're wrong. No, I'm not excusing their bad behavior, but you also have a role to play in how you react to certain things. Like, you don't have to react to everything. Like, I deal with racist people all the time. Do I think all white people are racist? No. But I do deal with racist people from plenty of different cultures all the time in the field that I work. And I don't sit here and go out of my way to be like, reacting like, oh, you gonna say that to me? Whoop, whoop. Bro, go about your day. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, your words do not justify who I am. Your words do not define who I am. The life that I live does. So if I feel like I gotta turn around and react to everything somebody says, like, bro, go ahead, do your thing. If that's what makes you happy, that makes you happy, you get off to that, go ahead, do your thing. I don't care. I genuinely don't. And once people realize you take that power from them when they can't get a reaction out of you, it kills the conversation. It kills that moment. And if they feel like they got to get froggy and leap, then by any means necessary, protect yourself. We already know that the system was never designed for us. We were never supposed to function in their system. Look at the camera. We were never supposed to function in their system. It was never designed for us. It was never designed for us to coexist, to breathe, to function, to live, to thrive, to be successful, to be prosperous, and to be free in their system. Knowing that for however many years we've now known that, why are we still trying to force ourselves into something that was never designed for us to begin with? Like, the most important things is to make sure you are good financially so you can take care of your family and yourself. Make sure that you know the proper like tools and survival tactics to protect yourself and your family. To grow your own garden, grow your own like fruits and veggies, and know how to like just sift through a lot of stuff. But to just sit here and just have this mindset where it's like, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. It's like, bro, they're gonna keep doing the same thing over and over. Like, they gonna keep the whole, whoever keeping this reparations conversation alive, that is dead. Like, bro, do you know how many black people are getting to a real bag and staying out of the way and not even worrying about none of the buffoonery that goes in with any of this rage baiting, clip farming buffoonery? So many people that's just out of the way, making a bag and doing a whole bunch of legal stuff that you don't really have to sit here and entangle yourself in trying to exist in a system that was never designed for us. It don't make no sense in 2025 where we're still surprised that people still being racist or people still being hateful and people still being weird and still people being nasty and people are still PDFs and people still sexually assaulted. And bro, it is 2025. Stop expecting the best from people when you already know that they're gonna give you the worst. Yes, we could sit here, we could pray, and we could hope that things get better and that people be better. But sometimes, again, you gotta use like common sense, discernment. Hello, just to sit here and keep, and woe is me, and the system, and systematic racism, and systematic injustice. It's like, bruh, how many black lives do we have to see lost on camera by the hands of the system before we get it where it's like, all right, you know what? Y'all got it. There's no reason. There's nothing that we can do in our powers as black people in general to change the system. Like, the system is not designed for us. We're always going to get the bad end of the stick no matter what we do. No matter what we do, we're going to get the bad end of the stick. Black women have the stigma to them that they're always angry and they have an attitude and they're hard to deal with. And then black men are aggressive and they're dumb and illiterate. Bro, let people think what they think. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do. People are going to think how they think. And it doesn't even have to be a black or a white thing. It's just a human thing. People are going to think how they think. The most important thing is for you to be the best version of you. Like I said last episode, be a decent human first, and then everything else will trickle. If you could be a decent human, a good human, it will trickle into every other area. But to just sit here and live in that frame of mindset where it's always a personal attack, or it's like you always gotta give a response. Oh no, you don't even have to stoop to their level. That's what I'm saying. You already know how something that's detrimental feels to you. So why would you go exact that same pain to somebody else? It doesn't benefit you. It's just a vicious cycle. Hurt people hurt people. The goal, like I said, is to, if you're hurt, to heal, not hurt and then go hurt. It doesn't work like that. We're just working against each other. I've repeated myself one too many times. All you gotta do is just focus on yourself. Everything else is just noise. Everything else is just noise and distraction. If you're not where you want to be in life, don't pay attention to it. It's all a gimmick. It's all a scam. Everything that we see on our phones is just to deter us. Like, if you go outside and you live in real life, half the stuff you see on your phone, like I said last episode, they're gonna make it seem like it's a constant thing that we're living in danger every single day. It's not that bad when you go outside. It just seems that way because it's in our phones, like I said, in our face. And again, it's just a trick of the enemy. It's a trick of the system to just keep us mentally caged. It don't make no sense. Again, and this is probably the last time I say it, I'm just move on to the next thing. But to be in 2025 and to still have that mindset, you can't blame white people now that are young, like the younger generations, right? Can't blame them for the stuff that happened in the past. They ain't have nothing to do with it. We in the same age bracket. They ain't have nothing to do with that. What are we doing? It's like, bro, just next. Like, go do something productive. Like, go build yourself to be better. Because at the end of the day, they're going to say the same thing. Oh, well, why do I got to think about a black person if I got white privilege? Or why do I got to think about a black person is this, that? They're not going to think about you anyway. So why are you even worried about getting a reaction from them? It trickles to the... We could trickle this to the Grammys. We're going to move it to the Grammys. We're going to move it to all these award shows. It's the same concept. Y'all want approval from people that their approval does not matter. Their approval doesn't affect your daily life. It's just a trick. You feel like if you get a Grammy, your life will be better. You don't need it. It's not going to change nothing. If you had $1 million before you had the Grammy, if you had a house before you had the Grammy, if you had a hit record before you had the Grammy, guess what's going to happen if you don't get that Grammy? You're still going to have money. You're still going to have the house. You're still going to make hit records. Like, it's just a trick. It's just a, think about it like in high school. We had those high school awards and stuff like that. All them people that was getting them awards in high school, where they at now? It didn't change anything. It's not like these niggas was getting money in school. Like, you got an award, you getting bags. Bro, it's just talking points. It don't do nothing for you. You want approval from people that created a system that was not designed for you to be in. That's why it's like, oh, I didn't get this. I didn't, bro. Who cares? It wasn't designed for you anyway. It's just another method and another way of us clashing with each other. Because it's like, well, I got 8 Grammys. You got 3. I'm better. Bro, it's a freaking little... It's materialistic stuff at the end of the day. When you die, you can't take it with you. Like I said, it just trickles to everything else. Like, like I said, trickle it to the Grammy. You trickle it to the Oscars. You trickle it to the BET Awards, the VMAs. We just gonna keep getting the same stupid conversation every single time of, oh, well, we do fit in the system. I just want to be in the part of the system. It's like, bro, no, you don't have to be part of the system. There's nothing in the system for you. You're going to get in the system and they're going to treat you the same way as the niggas on the outside. You just inside. So now they probably pulling more strings because you inside. Like, I genuinely don't understand the fixation with us trying to be inside of a system in positions that have nothing to do with us because they were never designed for us to function. Oh, people, baby. The more bad stuff like this happens, the more we just realize how far off we are from where we're supposed to be. And because we're so mentally controlled and conditioned through social media and all of these outlets, we don't realize how far back we actually are held to where we're supposed to be as a people and as a society. We get our information from these blog posts 10 times out of 10. These blog posts do not have your best interest at heart. They're only going to say things to make you click it. It doesn't mean that what they're saying is true or 100% accurate. They're just trying to get it out first so they can get the most views, the most clicks, the most likes, the most comments, and the most engagement. But you could go on any Instagram or any TikTok, any Facebook, any Twitter, and you go look at the replies, and it's like, bro, how far as a human society have we gone? I don't take nothing serious because it's no point. Life's too short, one, and then nobody genuinely cares. These problems that we see in America, or just in general, they will never go away because people don't want them to go away. Every time something happens, there's an outrage for, it used to be 2 weeks. Outrages now, it lasts probably about a few days, few hours, and then they go right back to it. All these people that's fake mad at Target, they still shop at Starbucks and McDonald's, and y'all be picking and choosing. That's part of the problem. Y'all want the same institutions and these same systems to take y'all serious when y'all don't even take y'all self serious. I say y'all because I'm not included. I do not participate in none of the buffoonery y'all do. Because again, like I said, y'all niggas is weird, and y'all niggas will continue to be weird because you don't know how to think for yourself. You only know how to think off of the stuff that they feed you, which is clip farming garbage, the BS headlines, and whatever else AI manipulation tactics they could use to further rock your brain. But all it is, it's a trick. If I can say something that grabs your attention enough for you to continue to watch or comment, knowing everything I just said was complete BS, I've won. And that's how they think. And they only deepen and further the amount of BS that they insert because they already have you conditioned to stay in that loop. You scroll, you see something, it invokes an emotion out of you. You react, you comment, you send it to somebody, and you hope, usually you're probably going to send it to somebody that's going to agree with you, which is a yes man, and yes men are terrible for you. And then you know what you do after that? You scroll, see something else that invokes something, you react to it, you scroll, you see it again, you scroll, you see it again, you scroll, you see it again, and you're sitting here being emotionally manipulated. And then here's the next part. Get off the phone, go outside in the real world. And because you're so emotionally manipulated and brain rotted, you forget everything that has happened prior. And you go outside, and then something happens or somebody says something to you, and now you're extremely offended over something that should not offend you. If every time somebody says something to you and you have an emotional reaction, you've already lost. That means you have no discipline, you have no control. Because if I'm able to say, you're stupid, and then now you say, I'm not stupid, and then you go out of your way to crash out to prove that you're not stupid, I won. Because you crashed out. You crashed out by me saying, hey, you're stupid. All it is, it's just a trick. It's just a trick. It's all a trick. And you're being fooled and bamboozled and misled. You can break the cycle, though. You can't break the cycle. You can break the cycle. I'll tell you something easy. A way to stimulate your mind to be more open so that you aren't continuously emotionally manipulated and brainwashed and controlled and used, manipulated and all that. The easiest way to do it is to follow pages that do not think like you. You need to have other perspectives, even if it's a perspective that you don't agree with. Like, I follow people that I do not agree with at all, but I listen to their rhetoric because it's like I get to understand their way of looking at life versus mine. But I don't get mad at the stuff they say. I just be like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I can see why you think like that because of the way that you live, like the way that your childhood, your upbringing was, all the things that you went through. You had to skip mad stuff because guess what? You don't have this skin color. You didn't have to live through that minority way of living. So it's like you get to see different viewpoints of life through other people, and it takes you out of that mindset of feeling like you're a victim or whatever. Because at the end of the day, I still have that same opportunity outside of that system to do whatever I want to be successful. Like, success is still success, even if it's outside of their system, their ecosystem. And I think because they have these very big esteemed platforms, we feel like if we hit that mark, it's success, but you don't have to. Like I said, there's plenty of people that make a lot of money and they out of the way. They don't even entertain these spaces that everybody wants to be in so bad. So like I said, follow people that do not think like you. Follow people that are where you want to be. Don't follow any of the blog. Like, when I tell you, I don't follow any of these blog pages, I don't follow nada. Nada. I don't follow any of them. Don't follow any blog posts. Follow people that are where you want to be. Follow people that have, like, they're in the career field that you want to be in. Or let's say it's a specific skill like video editing, audio engineering, photography, crocheting, knitting, fashion design, video game developing, content creating, anything of that nature. Find people that are like kind of in the same vein as you and follow them and look at how they do things and follow people that give you great financial literacy advice. I mean, you could follow like spiritual pages too, that helps. But to just stop following anything that's like brain rotty, like just stay away from that. That's the, like those will help you change that mindset you have. Because again, when you constantly consume, you are what you consume. So the more that you consume a lot of this stuff, the more that you become it. You can have discipline all day, because we all are guilty of it. Like, we like ignorant, stupid stuff. So it's like, you could watch it, you could like look at it, but the moment that it starts to consume you and your way of living, you have to pull yourself back. Because there's no way in 2025 we're still being triggered. Like, there's no way. You already know what comes with it. We've been seeing this our entire life. Like, I've been seeing this since I was a kid. The more educated you are, the less likely you are to be affected by a lot of this, the societal norms and games they try to play on us through media and social media. You could be super informed and still not be affected by it. You just keep yourself in the know because you want to be aware of what's going on outside. But that doesn't mean you have to be consumed by it. Because a lot of people get gripped by fear, anxiety, overthinking, etc. Because they allow what they see to determine their entire way of thinking. Like, people go outside and think, just like the same conversation where you go outside, you think all of one culture is bad. All of one race is bad just because of what you see. Like, one video that could try to, like, change your judgment. And then because we live in an era where stupid people have so much power and position, you could go on Google and anything that doesn't make sense, you can Google it and you could find something that backs up the stupid thing that you think, and now you feel like you're right, but you're wrong. That's the thing. There's a lot of stupid people that bring about other stupid people, and they have like a stupid circle where they all agree on the stupid thing. And because so many people agree on a stupid thing, mathematically cancels itself out and becomes right, even though it ain't right, but because everybody agrees. It's like, oh, that's a lot of people that saying that's true, so it must be true. And then guess what? You go see it on your timeline and you say, ah, man, that's a lot of people. And then you go think it's true. Guess what? They got you. But guess who they don't got? The man that beat the bear. Because like I said, I stay out of the way. You can too. That's it. Follow people that don't think like you. Also follow people that are in the skill or career field that you want to be in. That does not mean that their journey is your journey. Your journey will be different. It may be easier. It may be harder. But to have a visual outline of what you want to do and where you want to be helps. Also, stay away from brain rot material. Also, this is another one. Just watch funny videos. Watch dog videos, cat videos, animal videos, like epic fail videos. Find other things to watch outside of rage baiting, triggering buffoonery. Also, too, I would say, be careful with people that sound like they know what they're talking about, but don't. People know how to get on these phones and these apps and talk very charismatic and high energy, and they know how to say the right trigger words to hit your ear so it catch your attention. And they are super misinformed. Just because somebody has a little bit of a following does not mean that what they're saying is accurate. Like I said, stupid people flock to stupid people, and stupid people make stupid things seem right, even though it's not. So, just like I said, beware that. And I think that it will kind of help you to get yourself on a better path to not be emotionally manipulated or controlled or used or abused. And your life might be better. You might sleep better. You might bring about better energy too. Like, you have to get around stuff that's better. Like, if you just around funk, negative, stink, dunk, all that all day long, that's what you're going to emit and that's what you're going to attract. You are what you attract. So if you feel like you're constantly attracting doo-doo, boo-boo, foo-foo energy, look within. I know there was one where they were talking about how just being black, certain things are harder, which is true. But black people normally will get irate at the just the idea of somebody that's not black saying it. And instead of, that wasn't my reaction. Like, I didn't get irate. Instead, I kind of sat there and I was like, okay. If that, we both know that's true. So what can I do what can I myself do to navigate around that? And like, let's say you don't get the job or whatever. Okay, we know that is a thing where it may be harder to get a job because of your skin color or your hair or your name. What other options do you have outside of a job system that you could still make money and provide a living for your family? That's where it makes my brain go. I say, okay, if the job, like, department, the job system, the job ecosystem, the way it's structured, if my name is too black, my hair is too black, my skin is too black, the way I talk is too black, then there has to be another way that I can get to a bag legally to provide for my family without having to put myself under the scrutiny of trying to fit a system that wasn't designed for me. So for me, I do music, I have a car washing business, I do photography, videography, like, I have a creative company. That's my way of not having to fit the societal norms of, hey, if you're black, it's harder for you to get a job. Okay, we both know that's true. So what other options do I have that I could do? That's where my brain goes when I hear conversations from people that I don't think like or that I don't like, or people that speak ill against our communities. I always look at those and I say, okay, if this is how they think, they're only going to be focused here. So their only focus of trying to keep me captive is at a job. So if they only have control over whether I get this job or not, they don't control my money. So if I refocus my way to the money around the job legally, I still win. I still win at the end of the day. If you're a creative, right, and the ideas inside of your head pay your bills, you won. You won. Nothing that anybody can say should offend you or trigger you at any of that, where it's like, oh, well, black people aren't designed to whoop, 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 whoop. But guess what? This creative mind does things that get me money without having to sit under you niggas. That's a win. And I think, again, I think it's just about changing the way that you view things. It's the way changing your mindset to how you hear things, how you perceive things, and how you receive things. Because it'll make you very sharp. It'll make you sharp. Like, again, like I said, you won't react to people saying things that they know would trigger you. Like, let's say you outside, you at a store, and a Karen get the Karen in. She say something crazy to you. You already know that's her. That's the lowest she could go. She can't go no lower. But guess what? The goal isn't to go lower than her, because obviously, and we know that's their low point. And we take that bar to hell. But obviously, I'm trying to teach y'all that there's a better way to go about it. So instead of going very low, you go above. You know what you do? God bless you. God keep you. Have a nice day. And if you can't, if it's a struggle for you to utter them words, guess what you do? You go away. You, like, you know what's the thing? When there's a disagreement, you don't have to stay there. Or even before it gets to the disagreement, you don't have to stay there. Obviously, we see the videos where they might follow you, blah, 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 blah. We know that. But that's not the case every time. Like, a lot of times, people going wop, 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 wop. And then they go, they say, boys, somebody wop, wop, wop. Man, just keep going. I do all the time. Like, I just had an instance the other day where a lady said something dumb to me. And I just looked at her like, we still doing this in 2025? But just like, this is laughable at this point. Like, you really thought that was going to get me? And the fact that what she said didn't get to me, she felt dumb. She was just sitting there like, idiot. Like, she felt dumb. You know, I know she felt dumb because it's like, she really thought she was going to get a reaction out of me. Like, bro, you're not going to get a reaction out of me. I will never give you that power. That's the thing. The moment you give somebody that power and they know that they have that power, they're going to hold it over your head. They're going to dangle it in your face like a piece of meat in front of a dog. And you will never win. You have to beat them here before you beat them physically. Like, you have to beat them mentally before you can beat them physically. And if you want to beat them, if you want to take it a step further, if you beat them spiritually, you beat them mentally. If you beat them mentally, you beat them physically. In that order. I promise you. Every time. It works. If you could win the mental battle, you will win the physical battle. The battle always starts and ends in the mind first. If you lose here, you already lost the fight. So the best thing to do is to retrain your thinking, retrain your way of hearing things, your way of perceiving things, your way of outsourcing things from your mouth and your heart. And it will change your life. I promise you it will. If you change your mind, you will change your life. I may tell you a joke, I never tell you a lie. And I promise you, everything I'm saying, you literally sit down and actually take what I'm saying, do it. You will find yourself in a better place. You'll be around better people with better energy. And you won't be subject to having to downplay yourself to try to fit in a system and be around people that wasn't designed for you. That's another thing too. Because we are all in this loop of just emotional manipulation, it causes us to have riff-raff amongst each other. People be in secret competition with you. People be jealous of you. People be envious of you. People be hating on you for no reason. Like, people be wanting what you have. Because of this same mindset and the conditioning that they're doing. It's like, because you see something online, you feel like you gotta have it. And then it interprets itself in real life where people could be close to you. You'd be like, damn, this my friend, whatever. Ooh, blah, blah. They praying on your downfall. Or it could be a woman and her homegirl want her man. So she lying to the homegirl about her man. So the girl leave her man. So she should try to go push up on the man. Like, all of that comes from that mindset of being conditioned. It's the same thing with men, where it's like, men be wanting to sleep with women that a certain man, another man slept with, because it's like, oh, if he hit and I hit, that mean I'm like him. That mean I'm just like him. That's weird. But again, that conditioning goes so far into how it affects everything. I guess it affects everything. And I think that the more we continue to pull back, we will begin to see how it affects relationships and friendships and family. And we'll be able to decipher, like, oh yeah, this person isn't good for me. Or, I see how this person is moving. I think that if I continue down this path with this person, it may not end well. Or I may get hurt. Or it may cause me to come out of my flesh because they might do something that might make me actually react, even though I don't want to react. Because obviously, we're human. We make mistakes. Things are going to hurt us. Things are going to push us. Things are going to trigger us. But I think the learning curve is understanding that, yes, these things are going to happen, but it takes an extra digging deep to be like, nah, let me not let it get to me. Like I told y'all last episode, I had a moment of weakness, and I kind of beat myself about, like, I just wish I never let it get to me like that. I wish I just, because I wasted so much energy. Like, I feel like I really could have been doing something else in that moment that could have been more beneficial, more productive for me. You do decide to react and be triggered and whatever. It makes you lose so much in that moment. Dang, I could have just been doing something else for real. I didn't really have to sit there and whoop, wop, 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 wop. Is it necessary? No. It may feel so good in the moment to be like, you go crazy, you crash out, whoop, wop, wop, wop. Feel good. And then guess what? That feeling of good go away real fast. And you know what comes right back? All the thoughts and everything else from before. That little moment, momentary adrenaline, it don't be worth it sometimes. Because at the end of the day, you still the same person. Same mindset, same way of thinking, same way of receiving things. And again, also it affects too. That's why people are so sensitive to, like, hearing things or being accountable, because The moment somebody say something to you, you feel like, oh, you hate me. No, sometimes people genuinely love you and they want what's best for you, so they won't tell you about themselves. And we live in an era where people don't know how to be told about themselves, so, you know, they just are very triggered and they get to thinking that everybody is attacking them when really they're the problem. Something else that's that, again, losing the plot. People that have issues with everybody, and every time they meet somebody, they get around people, they got issues. They're the problem. You know, it's crazy. Most times, those people don't understand that they're the actual problem, and they probably won't ever understand that they're the problem. And they could really simply fix all of that by just doing what I said, but you know, niggas don't listen. Niggas be thinking they right about everything. They really be dumb. I be saying, y'all built like a 2 bricks under 2 twigs. Y'all are dumb. And that's why the world it is, because people are dumb. No compassion, no sympathy, no empathy, no mercy, no nothing. Everybody just walking around like they tyrant. I ain't gotta apologize. I don't need your forgiveness. Only God can judge me. Bro, y'all are losing the plot. Y'all niggas is dumb. And the thing is, y'all be knowing some of this stuff is dead wrong. But because it's so clickable and likable and so easy to garner certain attention, y'all just stick with it. Y'all just stick with it. It's dumb. Like, a lot of people don't like to get out of their mess because it's comfortable. And because in their mess, there's attention in their mess. Like, people stay in their depression and weaponize it because it's like, oh, when I'm depressed, everybody checking for me. Everybody. But the moment they feel they're happy, they feel like, nobody's there. I'm so alone. So they go be depressed because it brings them attention. And because being out of their mess is not comfortable, they'll rather stay in the mess because it's comfortable. Again, retrain that big head. But y'all don't want it bad enough. If you really wanted some of these things that bad, like, you have to want it like your body needs air to breathe. If you wanted it that bad, you could actually change it, but a lot of y'all don't. Y'all rather just sit in the phone. Again, like I said, if you don't want to lose the plot, follow people you don't like so you can get other perspectives outside of yours, because living in your own bubble is very dangerous. Follow people that aren't on the same path as you so you can get an outline of the things that you want to do and want to be as you progress in your journey. Also, too, so you can see other ways around the job infrastructure that was not designed for you. Find funny videos. Stop entertaining rage bait content, because, again, it's just here to manipulate you and condition to you for more and more and more and more worse things. On that note, I'm signing out. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning to the Man That Beat the Bear podcast, episode 2. Make sure you eat. Make sure you hydrate. Stay away from toxic people because they make your skin break out. Remember, he's not attractive. He's just tall. She not cute. She's half naked. She not thick. She's standing on her tippy toes. He's not fighting demons. He's broke. So until the next time, y'all. Peace.